Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to lead us in prayer, and I want to tell you, I'm going to try and have an upbeat show. I don't know if it's going to come out that way or not, but I'm going to try to see a few silver linings and encourage you that this is not the end. You know? Let's go to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you, O God. We praise you for the freedom that you have brought to us through the blood of your Son. We the people, your people, in this land that was called the home of the free and the brave, we desperately need you. We need your courage and your boldness and your wisdom and your healing. We beg for your guidance for our leaders. We ask that you place your hedge of protection around the president and vice president and surround them with wise and godly counsel. Bless them, O Father. Bless them with your gift of discernment as they listen to the words and the data put before them, that they might make wise decisions. Keep our enemies at bay and protect us from the evil one. May we once again become a nation that prays. Give us strength and boldness to be your beacons of truth and love, that we might comfort and encourage others. May your will always be the desire of our hearts and of this nation. I ask, O God, that you bless CSC Talk Radio. Father, bless the people who are listening. Bless my advertisers. May we be blessings to one another. For such a time as this, we know you are the strength and you are our way. We trust you, O God, to meet our every need, to comfort and to heal this land and the hearts of its people, and to bring America home. Amen. Well, as I said, I wanted to try and be positive. And yesterday it hit me after the show. Is it possible? Can we, America, bond together and make this pandemic America's do-over? I read more and more every day about the science and the numbers, and we see the graphs of this virus and the death it has caused, could have caused, and the lives it will still rob from this earth. I read this and that about the politics of it all, and that part infuriates me. Did they get it right, scientifically and medically speaking? How about economically speaking? Time will tell. Or we may never have the entire answer to those questions. Losing even one life is too many. If you remember, go back several years, when President Barack Obama said, if there is even one step we can take to save another child, then surely we have an obligation to try it. Well, he was referring to gun control, and the socialists on the left are all about saving lives when it suits their agenda to disarm the American people, but that's a subject for another day. But what brought it to my mind is this pandemic. On the left are furious about Planned Parenthood clinics being deemed non-essential in some states, not in every state, and they are infuriated about it. And they are against the hydroxychloroquine being used to save lives, ignoring the testimonies and the science in that, and the fact that it already has done so. There is nothing this president can say or do ever to please a one of them. I would like to say politics be darned, but we know it always comes back to politics, all of it. Or should I say it comes back to the politicians? So how can the pandemic be a do-over for America. Because politics be darned, America is about an ideal of independence. An idea that a people could rule themselves. Government doesn't make you independent, but government, with its elected politicians, love nothing more than making you dependent. Dependent, all for their accumulation of wealth and power, and it's the nature of man. While Americans are stuck at home watching this panorama of pandemic play out across this nation and the globe, are we able to see that infamous forest and the trees? I have watched as some of the media share with us what good people are doing, the things that they are doing to help one another. Some of those shut down restaurants are preparing food for the healthcare workers and for the poor in the neighborhoods. And I have watched while some of the media share the abuse of power taken in different places. As we watch this and ponder about who we are as a nation or as a people, I believe Americans will see. We were a busy and greedy and overly trusting people, letting leaders take advantage for decades upon decades, and in doing so, they stripped us of our sovereignty and our independence and of our freedom. We need a do-over, and I think we can make that happen if we band together. We can do anything if we band together. Look what our founding fathers did. We were all willing to follow the ordered suggestions to stay at home and save the lives of others, and I believe we can all do the same to rebuild a nation. This nation was destroyed not by Donald Trump, but by decades of socialist bureaucrats writing idiot laws and regulations. Free trade for the world at the cost of the American people. Surely we can all see that today. In this pandemic, if it hasn't made anything else clear to us, it should have made that very clear. The American businesses, consumers, and workers can vow together, we will punish China. But it isn't just about punishing China. We need to expose the dirty deeds of these politicians that brought us to this unprepared moment of a pandemic. Nobody could predict a pandemic, but we all knew something would happen one day, someday. It has already in certain states. They've had tragedies. They've had floods. They've had tornadoes. They've had hurricanes. They've had earthquakes. They've had to come out of tragedy. And they should have known to be prepared for something, but they weren't. This is just a moment in time. And when tomorrow comes, and it will, if we are truly Americans who value freedom and independence and liberty, we can make this our do-over moment. There have been glimpses of silver linings during all this as well. Planned Parenthood has been killing fewer babies. People have missed their lives and hopefully have a new appreciation for their jobs. They've taken a moment. They've had to slow down and reflect and look back. New heroes have been recognized, but they were there amongst us all the time, every day. Let's have a do-over, America. Throw the anchor down and make it secure on God first. Then look to the historical foundation of this nation and what we once, our ancestors, accomplished by divine power. After that, it was still tough going, if you'll recall, if you read your history books. A nation had to scramble to build and to bind together, yet keep individual independence. Putting God first, then country, and then self. Let us together be free once again and independent, never to be reliant on an enemy for our security. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. America, let's have a do-over. We've had some time to sit and reflect and enjoy our families. It goes stir crazy between the walls, let's be honest. We're all anxious to get out. But there's work to be done. There's a new nation to build. A better nation. And we will be right back. founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is of art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Just as we were going into that break, I had an article flash up, and I have not read it yet. But this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the politics and the politicians and Congress. They have spent and spent and spent. Had they been doing their jobs in the first place, we wouldn't be $23 trillion in debt. But here we are. This is what popped up. Now, I only have the headline, okay? Senate Dems stall Trump's $250 million small business relief package, demanding targeting for minority-owned businesses, as if anybody's trying to ignore minority-owned. I'm a minority-owned business. Did you know that? I haven't heard back from anything. Nobody's helped me. But let's get back to what the people can do. I want to... let's go back. We're going to take a phone call. Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Beth Ann. You're talking about what we need to do today, and I just have a little thing that the Cato Institute was talking about in a preamble, and they said we were all created equal as defined by our natural rights, that no one has rights superior to those of anyone else. Moreover, we are born with those rights. We do not get them from government. Indeed, whatever rights or powers government has come from us, from the consent of the governed. And what I'm need to tell everybody is silence is consent. If people are not getting angry or talking out about the things that are going on, they are consenting to whatever the government is doing. And now they've got articles out there where, you know, they're telling everybody in the state here, stay at home. We've got a stay-at-home order. Well, and then just so that everybody stays healthy. But now they're starting to forcibly pull people out of the houses because they said with everybody being together, they're getting sick within their family units. And so
now, has that happened here in this state? That hasn't happened here in this state, has it?
Not in this state, but it's happening all over, and your listeners are all over, so it's going to apply to everybody.
I understand that, but you were saying this state, and then you jumped there, so I wanted to make sure I understood.
I mean, here we have, but still, people need to speak up about this, because if it's going on in other states, what's going to keep it from happening here, too?
Absolutely.
If people are not fucking out in those states and saying, hey, this is not right. We're not in Nazi Germany. We're not, you know. There are people that are having to show papers to say that they are an essential worker in this state. That is not right either. Justified to the police.
Who decides
or anybody
what's
else.
Essential? You know, that's why what I said on
out.
Monday.
Exactly. Yeah. Why do small businesses have to shut down because somebody says that their business is not essential? What's, you know, those people have to work so that they can earn a living and feed their families. And the Constitution is supreme law, and it keeps the government in check. It's not supposed to keep the people in check.
Amen. All right. You know, well, the irony of your phone call is that I wasn't done with my monologue yet, and the next part of my monologue, I was reading the first several paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence before the people. So the irony is you were right on task.
Same line. But, you know, one other point I wanted to bring out, too, is there have been several virologists who study viruses through their whole life and have been studying it. And they have come out and said, and it's not going to be on mainstream media, it's not going to be on those channels, but they have said that viruses are not transmittable. It is a dead organism. The viruses live within our bodies, and it just pick certain times to come out. It's something else in your system. Bacteria is transmittable, and fungi are transmittable to other people, and those things can cause problems too. And these people that are getting tested and saying that it's, you know, they're tested positive for COVID, there are other things that are coming into play there. If people had flu shots in the past, they have those flu viruses within their system there because it was in the flu shot. So people have to realize that not all the information that they're getting on mainstream media is going to be accurate.
Accurate.
Just
well,
like,
you have
just
to,
like,
well, and Italy. I want to hurry this up because I want to get back to the Declaration of Independence. But also, we have to understand that we can pick and choose who we listen to. There are all kinds of scientists out
Absolutely.
There right now saying all kinds of different things. We have to glean and figure out what we're going to
Absolutely.
To believe in or what we're going to practice. Still,
like we're saying,
we should be washing our hands and we should be doing these things, but I can't stop touching my face.
If we're not sharing this information that we get with everybody, then I feel that it's kind of an injustice to other people that
Absolutely.
They don't. I mean, if some people just don't listen to all the different channels, they don't have time to. They've got, you know, big families, and they just can't do those things. Just hearing it from on your show or something, that there are things out there that are happening, but they're not exactly happening the way
Well, we've already seen some of that with these numbers and predictions, and I'm going to talk about that here a little bit.
Okay.
I want to go ahead and finish.
But just let everybody know that they can't be silent. They have, if they see an injustice or something, they need to speak up. They need to call their governors or, you know, their local mayors and whatever, and push back.
And that's what will give America their do-over. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate it. As I said, the irony was she's reading an article from the Cato Institute, and they're talking about the Declaration of Independence. And in my monologue, which I had not finished yet, I am going to give you the first part of this Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people. Now, understand, we're talking about the American people today. This is a document from our beginning. But I want you to hear the words that they said then and how they pertain to us even still today, and in some ways even more. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security, such as been the patient sufferance of these colonies, or these states, we would say. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present bureaucratic government led by and protected by Congress, that's my words, is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these 50 states. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Laura's absolutely right. If you want a do-over, if you want to come out of this pandemic, free and independent people, you're going to have to stop remaining silent. And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security systems, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This can be America's do-over. This pandemic can be the awakening of Americans. After you've been held captive in your homes, by your consent, perhaps you will realize how much independence and freedom means to you. That your jobs weren't all that bad. You know, how many times did we get up in the morning? Oh, I don't have to want to go to work. And now they're going, man, can we go to work yet? Can we go to work yet? We've got to get away from the kids. I had a girlfriend one time. She had several children. Not as many as me, but she had several children. She says, I'm a working mother because I want to be. She wanted to be a working mother. Well, let's go back to this Declaration of Independence in my monologue, and then we'll move on to something else. I had a couple of other really interesting articles that I wanted to share with you. When we come out of this pandemic prison, it will be up to we the people as to whether we will be free or not. In the days that are left in our slowing down, read the document I just read to you. It's only a few pages longer. the Declaration of Independence, and it is a list of grievances right after where I finished there, the tyranny over these 50 states. He goes, I put the 50 states in, they said colonies. They go into a list of grievances against the king. Now, the king didn't do it all by himself. He had lots of little governors around and soldiers, police state, trying to force the colonies to do things his way. So read the Declaration of Independence, and if you have a family there, read it to your family. Read it first, and then read it with fervor. Let them know what's going on. And then read the Constitution in its entirety. And share it with your family. It isn't long. It's not like the Obama bill. It's not like this other bills that they just passed, or any other bills that they passed that are thousands of pages long, and there's only one reason for it to be thousands of pages long, because they want to hide something. Well, our founding fathers wrote that Declaration of Independence and that Constitution. They weren't trying to hide anything. They were exposing it all. Think about that. Election Day is only 207 days away. Speak and vote independence. Not more bureaucratic gobbledygook or googlygob, but for independence and freedom. Now, I read an article here, and it was two articles, actually, more than that, but this morning, these two. The one is, they are both from American Greatness, and that is just amgreatness.com, amgreatness.com. This one is written by Angelo Codvella. Is the President Forgetting Politics 101? And the other one is, Trump's Leadership in the Pandemic Paves Way to Re-Election. Now, both of them were not necessarily stroking the president for his every move. But they were talking about the politics of it all. And that is what's infuriating. If any of this was necessary, and let's pretend that it is, just because we don't want to say we've cow-downed, or whatever the expression is, before our leaders for no reason. At first, it wasn't so bad. Oh, 2 weeks. Could stay 2 weeks at home. Unless you're the business owner and you think, oh, Lord, I got to close my doors for 2 weeks. First, Americans care about Americans. We really do. Politicians, not so much. Trump's not a politician, and in one of these articles they claim that he was listening a little too much to the establishment, and they're referring to his medical staff there and the group that they've put together. I think he really probably had no great alternative but to listen to the experts on medicine and viruses. There are others he could maybe have listened to, but these were the ones in front of him. I don't think they're bad people. I don't think they believe in independence and sovereignty the same as I do. But I think President Trump does. I don't know that he's made every decision correctly. I wouldn't want to have been in his shoes to have made such a decision for 330 million people. And you know, more than anything, he did not want this economy to start going downhill after he'd been working so hard to get it back up. And like Melody said yesterday, it's all pretend numbers anyway. However, the president, when he made that statement about the masks, you don't have to wear it. They can't make you wear it. He said, I'm not going to wear one. He said, it'd be kind of funny if I stand up here answering questions and I got a mask on. Can you imagine talking like that? You can't hardly hear anybody. You know, I was covering my mouth. Sorry, people in the radio. We've had many, many, many wars in this nation. War on poverty. War on drugs. And we've lost most of those wars. Will we win the war on pandemic? Or will the pandemic be what wakes America up, and we can have a new Declaration of Independence, a do-over, because we've become a lazy people. We've allowed politicians to make this decision and that decision. One silver lining in this is the Planned Parenthoods that have been closed. Several states have done this, and the Supreme Court, it says the appeals court overturns the judge's ruling and allows Texas to ban abortions. During the pandemic, they could close the Planned Parenthoods. That's a silver lining. And they're not a private industry. First of all, you should know that. It is not a private industry that they closed. Then, this is coming from Life News, lifenews.com. And these are the states that have opted to protect babies. Texas, Maryland, Louisiana, Ohio, and it gives details on this, so it's not like 100%. But I'm giving you these. Texas, Maryland, Louisiana, Ohio. It says abortion centers are included in the order to close, but they are refusing to close. Mississippi, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Iowa, Indiana, Alabama. I'm moving, changing the page here. West Virginia and Arkansas. States that are not protecting the babies from abortion. Kansas, Virginia. Of course, we know who their governor is, don't we? New York. We know who that governor is. You know, they could say not one life taken is acceptable, except when it's babies. Minnesota, New Mexico, New Jersey, Michigan, North Carolina, Washington, California, Pennsylvania, and Maine. Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico shuts down pregnancy center over the coronavirus. Abortion clinics stay open. They shut down pregnancy centers, but they kept abortion clinics open. Now think about that. And then Massachusetts. They shut down non-essential health care, but abortion centers are excluded from that. What is the message you hear there? What is the message that you hear? Dr. Fauci, or Fauci, I never can say his name right. He claims Americans maybe should never shake hands again. Are we going to become a nation of monks? Now, I mean, if you don't watch the show Monk, you don't know what I'm talking about. But he's a germaphobe to the heights. And he's a little OCD, and he's got all kinds of issues. But he won't shake hands unless he wipes his hands thereafter. Are we going to carry tissues around or wipes around for the rest of our life? Wipe industry. Buy stock in the wipe industry. And never shake hands again. Never give a brotherly love or hug or kiss or whatever. Are we never going to do that again? Well, Dr. Fauci, that's not my style. Maybe I'll wash my hands a little extra. That I'm not going to stop shaking hands. Maybe for today, but not forever. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You could get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before I continue, and I have a really interesting article that was by Dennis Prager that I thought I would like to share with you. I won't read it in its entirety, although it's that good that I could. I want to remind you, you heard that article, you heard that commercial about bringing America home again. It really is up to the consumers. It's up to the American consumers to punish China. There are American-made companies and products that you can purchase. You're going to have to work a little harder to find them. We're trying to make that a little easier. Now, MyPillow's everywhere. But if you want this show to be supported by MyPillow, you have to order through the 800 number, and you have to tell them Beth Ann sent you. Beth Ann is the promo code for everything except for one, and I don't remember which one had some other code. Discount Gold and Silver Trading, Melody has been with us for a long time. Silver and gold is always a good idea. Always. Liberty Tabletop. Maybe you're not buying anything right now, but give them a call and at least thank them for sticking with Beth Ann. The number is 844-386-2338. Power the Future. I think he'll be here tomorrow for one segment. Let Daniel know that you appreciate what he's doing. He's had hard times, too, because he is a non-for-profit. And donors and such, you know, are hurting right now. Prepare with Beth Ann. That is the preparedness site that I have done a very poor job in promoting, and I'm just going to be quite honest. But you need to go to there.
My Patriot Supply.
It's My Patriot Supply, yeah. But it's Prepare with Beth Ann, right. Is the website. And you can click on my website and go to that. And the number to call there is 888-394-0964. And MyPillow, as I mentioned before, 1-800-544-8939. The CO2 Coalition, folks, I'm so proud of them. These scientists standing up against the establishment who want nothing more. In fact, I'm surprised no wonder they don't care whether we die in this pandemic or not on the left, because that's what they think will help this nation, because they worship the earth. Range Magazine. CJ is a good friend, and she and I just kind of help each other out. We're not really trading any monies. Give her a call at 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. The Cavalry Group, helping ranchers and farmers and anybody that's in the animal industry, livestock industry, animal industry of any kind, fighting for liberty. Well, I'm about to run out of time, but here in this article, he says, maybe nature shouldn't be worshipped after all. Now, this is coming from Dennis Prager, and he wrote this on AmericanGreatness.com. He's also on the PragerU, has his little fireside talks that are pretty cute. He says, a statement widely attributed to the great British thinker G.K. Chesterton, describes the modern period as perfectly as any single idea can. This is what really struck me. When people stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing. They believe in anything. Now you stop and think about that. The atheists don't believe in nothing. They'll believe in anything. They'll push earth worship. They'll push a Green New Deal. They'll push just anything at you. And I'm telling you, he doesn't mention that in here. He does mention the gods of the past where they were worshiping earth with all kinds of gods. If you go back in the Old Testament and even in the New, where they had all kinds of different gods with little g's. But there's only one God. Tomorrow's Good Friday. It's a strange thing to celebrate when our Savior dies. But then that's not the end of the story, is it? He talks in this about the earth worshippers and the environmentalists and blah, blah, blah. And I remember several years ago, I was reading my Bible through. And I was in Jeremiah. I was doing a study of Jeremiah, actually. And in Jeremiah, and I meant to look that up today, and I got on to some other things this morning and didn't get that scripture looked up. But it talks about calling a rock their mother and a tree their father. They were worshiping the earth. They didn't believe in God, so they believed in anything. How can you make something out of gold? If you remember when they got out of Egypt, Jewish folks are going to be celebrating the Passover this weekend. So they were locked in their homes, if you recall, in that story that night. And they had to put the blood of the lamb on their doorpost to be passed over. By the death angel. If you don't believe in God, you'll believe in anything. You'll believe in anything. Right now, this pandemic has people slowed down, stopped. Some people are already getting depressed. They've already missed food. Haven't got food. It's hard for us to imagine that where I live, not because we're wealthy, but because we're in the country. I'm far from wealthy, but money-wise, I'm far from wealthy. I'm wealthy in other ways. I have you. I have my family. I have great friends, wonderful friends and family and husband that loves me. But tomorrow is Good Friday, and we're going to make it a Good Friday show. I imagine Daniel will call in, and I have one particular article I want to ask Daniel about, so I'm going to try and coordinate with him today. But what do you think, America? Can we have a do-over? We've kind of bungled it. You know, we blew it as a people. We can blame the politicians if we want to, but we elected them, and we have sat silent. Like Laura said, we've been quiet. What is it that President George Washington said? The marvel of all history is the patience. We have been a patient people. The patience with men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them. Was this pandemic unnecessary? We may never know. But maybe it was necessary to wake up a people. To make them understand they are far from independent. Why do we ever blow up a firecracker on Independence Day if we submit to China and other countries? If we allow the politicians to continually sell us out, sell the U.S. down the road for their wealth and power? Politics be darned. America, let's have a do-over. Let's have a do-over. Let's bring this nation back. Let's go back to that independent spirit. Remember, we're not spiritual beings. We're not human beings here for a temporary spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings here for a temporary human experience. And this pandemic is just a moment in time. And hopefully we will wake up and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.